Despite advances in prevention, diagnosis, and treatment, cancer remains the second leading cause of death in the United States. The disease in all its forms struck 1.5 million Americans last year, killing 560,000. These trends are reported in a special issue of the Journal of the American Medical Association, entirely devoted to cancer research. The good news is that progress against cancer has been made on many fronts, says Susan Gapster, vice president of epidemiology at the American Cancer Society and co-author of a commentary in the journal. She says mortality rates in the United States document the trend.
Mortality rates didn't actually peak in this country, in the United States, until 1990 in men and 1991 in women. And so if you look at the time when the mortality rates peaked in men, mortality rates have been come down by about 21% and 12% in women when they peaked in 1991.
About 40% of the decrease for men resulted from the decline in lung cancer death. Gapster credits the reduction in cigarette smoking, sparked by education campaigns, smoke-free laws, taxes, and social policies for that. She says great strides have also been made in early detection for a number of other cancers.
Our best success has been in Pap smear. The use of Pap smear for the detection of cervical changes before actually the occurrence of cancer. And so cervical cancer rates have been coming down since at least the 1940s and 50s. Also colorectal cancer screening, another very important tool that can detect changes in the colon prior to the occurrence of the cancer.
These tests, along with mammography for breast cancer, help detect cancers at very early stages and increase chances of survival. 75% of cancers occur among adults 55 years or older. Gapster notes that as the number of older Americans has increased, so has the lifetime risk of cancer to 1 in every 2 men and 1 in every 3 women.
And so it's going to be essential that we continue to advocate for access to prevention for all, dissemination of what we know about prevention.
One article in the journal reports that while older adults are less likely to receive chemotherapy following colon surgery, they tolerate it better than younger patients and don't get as sick from the therapy. Journal editor Catherine DeAngelis says another article describes the high success rate of tumor control for a new form of radiation for inoperable lung cancer.
That's a preliminary communication, meaning we don't quite know the answer yet, but boy, it looks like we're on to something there.
The targeted therapy controlled tumor growth for 3 years in 98% of the lung cancer patients. DeAngelis says while 11 million Americans alive today have either survived or are going through treatment, the war on cancer is far from over. She says it's in part because the disease in all its various biological forms is so complicated.
There's a commonality to cancer as a disease entity, but the organs or organ it attacks makes it quite different, and the way it presents and the way it acts and the way it needs to be treated. And I think that's part of the frustration.
DeAngelis says the strategy going forward must be to fight the battle on many fronts, building on the lessons learned from research, detection, and treatment. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.